The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. Now, Amazon recently held its first summit for SMEs here, which saw industry experts from Amazon, Enterprise Singapore, and OCBC speak about the future of the retail landscape in Singapore, opportunities for business growth, and supporting programs available for SMEs. Today we speak to Bernard Tay, country leader, Amazon.sg seller services, and head of Amazon Global Selling Southeast Asia, Australia, and New Zealand, to find out how it went and if we can learn anything. Thanks for joining us today, Bernard.
Hi, how are we?
Hope you're keeping safe where you are.
Yeah, I am. Working from home has really changed how people view how to run the business.
And you also don't have to go back to work just yet? Or what sort of situation is Amazon preparing for its people as we enter phase two?
I think the government guidelines has still been the default to work from home. So we are following the guidelines very strictly to ensure that the safety of our employees. And the advice to employees in Amazon is still to work from home where it's possible.
So let's talk about then growing one's business online. That's something a lot of smaller businesses have been wanting to go into. And hopefully the steps aren't as vague or difficult as something like how to be a better person. There are concrete steps to do this, yeah? Growing the business online, especially during this time because it's become so necessary.
Yeah, I think there are many ways to actually grow the business online. I think before getting onto that, I think it's important to understand the customer behavior first.
That's also changed a great deal though, Bernard, during this time, yeah?
If it has not, but it has actually speed up the kind of like online consumer behavior, especially during this COVID-19, where I'm quite sure that you have seen more turning into online shopping for daily needs. I do believe even the post-COVID, this will continue. We are already seeing like new chef at home, you know, people are working out at home, things like that. So this behavior, I think, will continue to change.
Is the strategy different, say, when recovery begins in order to get your business online, or even say post-COVID or during this time, let's say the business hasn't or has been slow to move online?
Actually, the strategy has not changed that much because I think the online e-commerce business has been around. Basically, because of the COVID situation, retailers start to realize that there is another opportunity that they can tap on to grow their business, which is the online e-commerce. Once you recognize this new online behavior and translate this into new opportunities, then I think local businesses can tap on the e-commerce marketplace like Amazon to help them to kind of like understand where to start and how to build an online business. To give you an example, so Amazon has been helping retailers, local retailers, small businesses for the past 20 years. We have actually built a suite of tools and services to help the local businesses. One of the services that we actually built is Fulfillment by Amazon. What does Fulfillment by Amazon means then? So we have local FCs where first-time online retailers who have troubles managing their inventory or even like shipping to a customer of the product. They can actually send their product to our local fulfillment center and we will do the pick, pack and shipment directly to the customers. And what does this mean as well to the local retailers? This actually free them up the time to actually think about designing and building the products of their own. On top of that, we even throw in like we can handle the customer service for them, so that they can fully focus on developing their products.
What does this mean in terms of how much of a stake Amazon takes then in the small business? Because I think a fear is also that, what about my autonomy? What if I'm subsumed? Amazon is a big player.
Well, I mean, if you look at the, again, going back to like the past 20 years, if you have seen how the small businesses has grown with Amazon, if I can just take the shareholder letter that Jeff Bezos has given last year, where he mentioned that the independent third party seller, or what we call the local businesses, they have actually grown from 3% to 58% of our gross merchandising sales.
Wow.
And this is as what, in his own words, third party independent sellers are kicking our first party business butt.
Oh dear.
Badly. Badly. So I think this result speaks for itself, that we are actually helping the local small businesses to grow.
So it's really a symbiotic relationship. No fear of I'm disappearing into the sea of so many small businesses.
Exactly, especially when I believe the fear has been about the competition. But I think it's, in the end, the competition is good for the customers, where you get more quality products with the right pricing, and this will get the e-commerce business going as well.
So what came out of the session that you recently had? I understand Amazon held their first summit for SMEs. Industry experts came together, even Enterprise Singapore and OCBC Bank, to talk about the retail landscape. What's the sentiment for businesses right now?
Wow, I think we were mind blown by the response that we received, the interest that they've shown from the participants. So we were very pleased with the event success. Overall, we have hosted about 1,300 participants online, and which is actually more than four times the number that we were expecting.
Oh.
On top of that, more than 70% of the participants have expressed interest to sign up with Amazon so far. And this number is still going up. Feedback from the participant has been great. This is hot from the oven. One seller, Sandra, actually wrote to us and shared that the speakers and the presenters were knowledgeable, clear in the presentation. Overall, summit was very informative, packed with very good content. So this kind of feedback has been very encouraging for the team, because this is our very first ever Amazon Singapore Seller Summit. This actually encouraged my team to reach out to more retailers and get their feedback and how to improve our next summit.
How is Amazon Singapore going to handle this overwhelming response then?
Yeah, I mean, we were thinking that, okay, if we have overwhelming response, how should we handle it? So at the same time in the summit, we announced that we launched Seller University. And this is an online learning portal 24/7, so that interested retailers can go online and learn about how to sell on Amazon. We have right now about more than 40 videos to help the retailers. I'm quite sure that the retailers can find very interesting programs there and start learning process of how to do an online business.
We're speaking to Bernard Tay, country leader, Amazon.sg Seller Services, and also head of Amazon Global Selling Southeast Asia, Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah, it starts from a very basic of, if you look at the seller journey, when you open an online store, first thing is how you get yourself registered. And once you get registered, what are the things that you need to do in terms of product listing, showcasing your products online, the detail pages that you create, to build the content around it. And also to may be simple to some of us, to create a good quality picture so that the customers can see what are you offering, and kind of entice customers to buy your product.
It's all about brand narrative, isn't it? Marketing, yeah, to some degree.
Yeah, and the marketing that you do traditionally on an offline store and going to an online is fundamentally different.
Do you think that's what's been holding businesses back? We talked about how e-commerce is not a new thing, but it seems businesses have been hesitant all this time.
Fundamentally, I think retailers need to kind of like acknowledge that they only always need to change with the customer behavior. And definitely this COVID-19 has hastened the pace of the consumer behavior online. If they embrace this opportunity, that is the very first step they need to take to kind of like take away the fear of going online, change the way that they do the business. To share with you the same example of a physical store. Traditionally, when they want to scale or grow their business, they will renovate their store. They will put their products on the shop, and so that customers can come in and look and feel. Right?
But if customers don't come, ding, ding.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's where I think then they need to start to cornerstone their effort to see how they want to build their brand online, build the content online, and make quality pictures to share with the customers.
Yeah, and Amazon's also roping in something else that the Singapore government has been encouraging businesses to do, which is to internationalize. So you're also offering access to other Amazon marketplaces.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think what we have been sharing with the retailers is going to your point where probably some of the retailers has been slow in adopting online businesses. I think one of the key steps is to maybe start small, start early, for example, with Amazon.sg as a domestic market. Once they get familiar with the tools and services, it will give them the confidence to scale. And when you scale, you're looking at cross-border opportunities. And that's where actually Amazon can come in and help. We have about 18 marketplaces around the world. And with these 18 marketplaces around the world, it's not restricting to the 18 countries' customers. We are talking about hundreds and millions of customers around the world.
Yeah.
We are actually delivering to more than 100 countries. And this will actually give that extra boost to the businesses for local small and medium businesses.
But it's an oversimplification to say it's not much different, right? It does get more complicated as you move cross borders.
Well, I think if you look at both offline and online, cross border, the complications are pretty much the same. But what can give the retailer the added confidence to go cross border is that they are already familiar with the tools. With the online operations, they know the benefit. For example, the services that we provide in terms of like fulfillment by Amazon, this service actually makes even a greater difference when it's cross-border. Why? Mainly because you are shipping your products to our fulfillment centers, say for example in US, and you don't have to worry about customers ordering in their time zone, because our fulfillment centers will deliver to the customers in US for you, handle the customer service in their time zone, and you can sleep well at night in Singapore.
How do you think, though, Bernard, e-commerce will continue to evolve? You don't think consumers will go back to brick-and-mortar stores post-COVID? Because personally, I have to be honest with you, I can't buy shoes online. I still have to try them.
Well, you have not yet bought the shoes online, but that doesn't mean that in the future...
I never will.
Yeah. There will be innovations, there will be new products, features coming up. In the end, all your daily needs, you can actually purchase online. So I do believe in the continuous innovations of technologies. And with the technologies that's coming in, consumer behavior will continue to change.
It sounds like you're suggesting it's the death of brick and mortar stalls.
No, I think there will be a good balance of online and of offline business. What I'm saying is there's still a lot more opportunities for online business to grow, because the percentage of the retail sales, the last figure that I heard was like 17% are online business in Singapore. And this is still a fairly small number. So I think there's still room to grow and a good balance of offline and online businesses.
What was the last thing you bought online, Bernard?
I haven't been very fit in a way, so I bought together for my son as well some dumbbells, some pull-up bars. To be honest, I couldn't really do the pull-up.
Oh dear.
So I had to buy the resistance bands, so kind of like help me to
ease into it.
Yeah, it's a similar analogy of easing the retailers to come to online and sell. And so I get the resistant bands to help me to kind of like do. And right now I'm proudly to say that I'm able to do one pull-up now.
Oh, congratulations. Bernard Tay, country leader, Amazon.sg Seller Services, and also head of Amazon Global Selling Southeast Asia, Australia and New Zealand. Bernard, thank you so much for joining us today and take care, sir.
Thank you, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.